I mean, real talk. We about to turn the game upside down. That's on God.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome to the Slim and Q Podcast. It's your boy Q.
And this is your boy Slim. And we are here to discuss current topics in sports, music, culture, and more. Roll up.
Right, let's get to it.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Now, welcome to the Slim and Q Podcast. It's your boy Slim,
and it's your boy Q,
and we are here on a beautiful fucking holiday.
Yeah, it's tomorrow. Shout out to special person, man, Kiera, man. You know who you is, man. Shout you out, man. I heard you listen to our episodes and stuff like that, man. You're a big fan. So, man, we want to shout you out, man. Thanks for all the support and all of that.
Yes, sir.
We're going to keep this content rolling.
Thank you for your follows and all that good stuff.
That's a fact. But, yeah, man, it's holiday weekend, man. Niggas going to get to grilling and shit tomorrow. Like, I don't know, man. We're just going to be chilling. We're going to chill. We're going to make it 2 hours.
Right.
It's getting cold, bro. Getting cold up here.
Yeah, I think we talked about this earlier. It's going to be the summer wrap-up show. Be the last episode of the season.
Last episode of the summer, people, man. God damn. Seemed like our summer was so short. That shit, man. See, and this is why I kind of try to extend my damn holidays or extend my summer by going to different places that's hot.
Right.
Because I can't do this cold shit, bro. I'm not ready for
this.
We
got about 2.5 months of good weather.
All right. Shit, if that, bro, because you got to think. We ain't getting no good weather until maybe mid-June. Because it was raining throughout that whole spring, bro. It was raining a lot.
I know.
So, I mean, we got a good month.
So, what are we smoking on? What is this episode today?
Pineapple Express rolling around this bitch. What's that other ham guard?
That's a clutch.
Ooh, niggas rolling. Niggas rolling.
So we got one blunt full of the pineapple. Then we got another one that's
full of the kush.
No, that I'm mixing both.
Oh, shit, all right.
I'm smoking them jellies.
Fuck it. Let's see where this shit take us.
Yeah, so it's gonna be a good show, people.
Yeah, man, we got some good stuff.
Shout out to the weed man.
Always. Shout out to the weed man.
Pew pew pew. This gonna be a new nigga. This gonna be oh no, we gotta talk about these weights.
Man,
I like the price, but I price I might not even bitch.
Nah, yeah, you. But I mean, shit, a nigga can't tell you something is something and then it don't be what it is. At least tell me what it is. That way I can make my determination. But, I mean, it's cool.
It's crazy that a stranger gave me a whole 28.
Yeah.
Like, but you know how these niggas is.
But, I mean.
That's why I really, right now, people I'm shopping for blood.
For real. And then they decriminalize. Right. Yo, man, they done shut down one of the spots. Fuck, IP, motherfucker, Jeff. God damn. They get scared through the hood today.
On the way from the weed.
God damn, it's like 6 or 7 cop cars out that bitch. God damn.
Shut them down, please.
Shut them bitches down. But they decriminalized that shit, so I don't know how the niggas don't get charged and all that shit. They was just talking about that shit.
The thing about trap houses is the owner of the house has to pay like a fine, and then you can open that bitch right back up.
I mean, to be honest with you, that's the good thing about certain laws. Like, I could own the house, and if the niggas doing whatever the fuck they doing, if I'm renting that shit to them, I'm not technically liable for what they got going on in that bitch.
Right.
Listen, I'm a tenant. I'm a landlord. I come in, fix shit. Them niggas don't have none of that shit rolling around when I'm around, so I don't know what the fuck they got going on in this bitch. Like, shit, I'll be a landlord of some trap houses. Niggas know they money coming on time. Like, nigga, as long as you keep that bitch straight, they'll keep that bitch straight. But the only thing is, they got to worry about getting them bitches kicked in. But then again, I think you get a write-off for some shit like that if the police kick your shit in. Like, you might have to pay for it, but it's like a write-off for some shit like that.
How you feeling about this pineapple?
This shit, see, the thing about pineapple.
Sorry.
It's not one of them ones, it's a hybrid. It's not one of them ones that's gonna like give you that punch like, yo, bro, I'm droopy hot. Like, nah, it's not a sativa, indica.
Right.
And it's like a upper sativa. It's like a hybrid sativa. So okay. It's like it's functional. You can really do some shit. Like, it's not one of those lazy weeds. So it's like, I fuck with the pineapple because it helps me be more creative. Like,
right, I fucking
think it's some dumb shit. Like, but it smokes clean though. It's like a clean smoke.
So I want to get into something that I know you've been waiting for a long time. Something that I've been waiting for, because I've just been waiting to see the shits. But you finally got you your third album.
Yes. So much fun.
That's sold like 140,000.
Yo, that shit, dude, that's number one album in of the country right now.
Number one album.
That shit is lit, bro. Like, it's different varieties of thug. It's not like one pocket. This nigga not just, okay, you get trap thug. You're not getting trap thug. You're not getting pop thug. You're not getting R&B thug. You're not getting hood thug. You're not getting none of these. It's like he ripped all of those shits. He pulled all of them features. Shits. But here's the thing, though. The things about his features, they're very much like him. They're not features like how you would go, he'd go out of the box to go get some old random nigga to come feature on his shit.
No, this is the thing about the whole shit. It's him. This is the whole thing about the whole shit. J. Cole produced it.
J. Cole produced it?
That's a whole different. J. Cole produced it.
Whoa, I did not know that. That's a different dynamic. That's different.
Shout out to J. Cole for going to find these vibes, these different.
And it really is. It's a bunch of different vibes. Like, it's not one. Like, you know how you get like a 7 songs from Future and shit like that, and it's all just like a steady flow of vibes. It's like a steady. It's like, right. Once you hit the wave, it's just like that's the wave that you ride. With Thug, it's like you would hit that wave and then it'll get flat, and then another wave will start. And then they get flat. Another way we start. Like, his shit is constantly changing. And it's like, but it's cool though. It really is, because you get to see the different sides of him.
One thing I didn't think he got, like, I wanted to see a little bit personal, and you know what I mean? Like, chalk some shit on the album. But like, honestly, it was just like a bunch of good songs. It was a bunch of good songs. He didn't get too deep in anything. He didn't reveal anything.
He did say to you niggas,
though. A little bit about the dresses and shit.
Yeah, about to say he did get into the nigga. He said he keep that dress on just to ride that stick, nigga. And he wore the dress for the stick, nigga. So if he wore the play, he got the bitch under the dress. He gonna pop on the nigga. Yeah, but real talk, speaking of this shit, though, like, I was watching the No Jumper episode. Shout out No Jumper. This nigga DC Young Fly was on that bitch, and he was talking about he came up with this nigga Thug. He said that nigga Thug got kicked out of school in 8th grade for punching the teacher in the face and shit. Like, he real nigga, bro. He's like, yo, this nigga really from the mud. Like, that nigga, one thing niggas will never want to do like when it comes to Thug is question his hook, like, credits. Like,
people say everything they want, but he ain't never get tested.
Not one nigga ever tested this nigga gangster, bro. The niggas, hey, yo, man, I don't know about that dress shit, but hey. And yo, to be honest, though, the first time he said he put on a dress on, he didn't even know it was a dress. He thought it was a long t-shirt.
I watched the interview he did with
Big Boy. Big Boy, yeah. That shit was, it was good,
bro. I like the way he talked about Wayne. Mm-hmm. I would love to see them kind of
do a song. He did do a song together, right now, but it wasn't really
it. Yeah, it was trash.
Yeah.
Because right now, couldn't you say Wayne could use a feature from the...
Always. Wayne could use a feature from anybody at this moment because his career is on the backside. I mean, he's not the same Little Wayne. He doesn't hold the same weight. Like,
it is still. I'm gonna get a listen, but
I give it a listen, but I'm not really listening for Wayne. I'm not really listening.
But just the thing about Wayne, though, I wouldn't be his friend. I couldn't fuck with Doug. I thought.
Nah, you know what though?
About too disrespectful, bro.
It's two different sides. It's two different sides, bro. Because you got to think about this. Maybe it wasn't all Thug's doing. Maybe with that Barter 6 shit, I don't think it was Thug. I definitely
think it was Baby.
Baby has something to do with that shit. Because if it really was something against it, Baby would have stopped that shit. Like, nah, bro, don't do that shit.
But then you got to look. The Barter 6 is so disrespectful.
Barter 6 was hard, too.
You, that nigga Puppet, and they shot at the two of us.
But I don't think that was Thug, but I think that was some old other shit, bro. Like,
I couldn't do it.
They tried to wrap it back to Thug. They tried to say it was the people that was tied into him. But nah, bro, I'm not trying to hear that shit. Anybody can say any damn thing about anything. I'm not fucking with it. I don't think it was
Wayne. I couldn't fuck with him.
I say they should end up having some type of relationship. Seems cool. They both in Baby's eyes. They got favor in Baby's eyes. They both good. That's a mutual relationship that they always have. And I mean, to be honest with you, Thug got T.I. and Wayne cool. So fucking, it's a bunch of avenues or it's a bunch of people in both of their lives that are mutual. So I mean, I'm pretty sure that should have come around. He was like, he don't think Wayne like him, but I mean.
One other person spoke on it. Yeah, I really miss. I was thinking the other day, like, damn, I miss some old school Rich Homie.
Yeah, bruh.
And he was talking about Rich Homie Quan and how, you know, Rich Homie did some shit and they could just.
I still want to know what the fuck he do.
It's a video.
Oh, yeah. He said something about some awesome gay shit. Like, he tried to say the nigga was on some, he ain't on some thug shit when niggas on some gay shit. But. I don't know, man. He would have had to just shoot the fair ones, and y'all had to just shoot me, just fight me real quick, nigga. Cause that's disrespectful. But if fight you me, nigga.
Some gay shit, I can't fuck with you. You gotta fight.
But niggas, no Thug ain't gay though, bro.
But maybe Rich Homie kind of said.
Cause he see the nigga in the dresses and shit. And anybody would think that?
Nah, cause he was doing this shit on Instagram.
Call niggas bae, nigga. No.
Doing that, my nigga. Love you doing social media.
But if that's how the niggas talk, though, I mean, I'm not excusing none of this shit that this nigga do. He did it. But if that's the nigga lingo and all the niggas and they move like that, then what am I supposed to do? Don't just be calling me, bae. Nigga, you call all the fight. Niggas. Like,
no, we got to fight. Don't call me that, man. We got to understand it. Stop playing, bro. There's bitches out here doing all kind of crazy shit.
That's playing. That Charlamagne and Envy shit. Them niggas be calling each other bae and shit. Like, I don't know, bro. And everybody know them niggas ain't gay. So that's what I mean. Like, niggas be playing too much. Niggas be trolling. And that's the thing. Niggas got to quit that trolling shit. Because niggas got to start really believing niggas because of that troll.
I'm not with none of this shit.
Word, bro. I'm not rolling with that. I'm good. But Thug, man, we appreciate this album, my nigga, because we was looking for one of these motherfuckers from you, bro. Now, Sean, you up, bro? Your shit coming. You be dropping singles, bro. We rolling. All right. Cool, nigga. That album better be fat. It's cool. Like, yeah, it's I can study some shit. It's like, I'm just cool, bro.
It might be the future. That shit just hit me lovely. Shout out to Q for running this shit.
Get your filter game up. These fucking, yo, I'm telling you, we just came up, bro. Like, go buy those fucking a regular damn hemp, not what those shits called, the high hemp wraps. Bro, you get like 10 fucking filters in that bitch. Cause the fucking the stick that is rolled the wrap is rolled on is you could turn it into four separate sticks. Four separate filters. So you got two sticks, four filters, plus the two filters that they gave you there. That's 10 filters, but you good.
Yeah.
I'm using your filters, bro.
I'm a believer.
I'm telling you. You just fuck with the flavors, and it's cool, though, because it's good for you. Like, this shit good for you. Ain't gonna fuck with you on some other shit. But, yeah, back to this music
shit, man. Yeah, I fuck with Doug Album. Yeah, it was cool. I don't got no, you know.
No complaints and shit.
Yeah.
I fuck with Lil Duke. I love when this nigga, him and Duke, or him and anybody in his camp get together. I fuck with them tracks because them shits be so raw. Because Duke just brings something out of Thug. I don't know, sir. I think it's that bar for bar shit. I think it's because he know Duke. When Duke get on the track, he not playing. So it's like Thug, like, yo, but I got to come hard because I know Duke going to be on some bullshit. But I fuck with Duke, bro. Yeah, you hard, nigga. You hard as a bitch. Yo. So I'll be looking for the next little Duke mixtape, man. A nigga should be fired. So,
hey, you know one person I was thinking of the day too. Remember when we was doing the top 50 rappers list? That shit. One person that we ain't see or talk about that whole time that I want to give myself an L for. I wonder if you could guess who it is. One person, what's one rapper you think we overlooked? Everybody.
Missy Elliott.
And if I tell you, you're going to be like, it's a no-brainer. That nigga's in the top 50 somewhere.
So it's a dude?
Yeah, it's a
dude.
It's a no-brainer. Like, what the fuck? That nigga could rap.
I don't know, bro.
That nigga Prap who?
Yeah, I said that, bro. I said that when we went up, it was all of us. But I'm like, yo, niggas forgetting about Pap. All of that.
Oh,
like,
my God, bro.
Yeah, bro. Nobody putting Trick Daddy in that bitch neither.
Listen.
The nigga fire though, bro. The nigga fire. Yo, he always been fired. And it's like, niggas really do sleep on Pap. Pap is one of the most underrated rappers in the game, bro. But the thing is, he don't put out enough music, bro. He don't put out enough music. He's not one of those niggas that be like to be in the radio and shit like that. That's not his gimmick. He's an underground rapper. But Pap gotta still put out shit. And if you are putting out shit, Pap, I apologize, my nigga. Because I haven't seen it. I haven't, and it's like, nobody talks about it, so it's like, and I listen to your wife, bro. I listen to your wife on State of the Culture and all of that shit. Like, I be waiting for her to say that, yo, Pap put out some shit.
Right.
She don't, none of that shit be rolling out. They be like, damn, like, that should be your, I mean, shit, you got millions of people watching the State of the Culture. I mean, that should be your plug right there, nigga. Yo, shout me out, nigga. Put the pen when the niggas flash, nigga. My baby got his shit, bro. Like something, so like.
Why this be our song though, right here? Papoose, Remy, and Joe Budden on the track. We gonna get some bars.
We gonna get some bars.
I don't even want no hood.
Nope.
Just give me some bars.
Just niggas. So what
next?
Yep. Nigga, once the nigga stop, nigga, just. You know what? I want a back and forth. I want to call a response type of joint. And that, ooh.
That's Styles P. Jada.
Ooh, a call and response for all three of them? Oh man, because I know Papa and Rem can do it. I know they can do that shit, go back and forth as if they was having a conversation. And then Joe Budden to come in into the mix, like he interrupted, like, yo, hold up, and come into the conversation spit. Now that shit'd be so fire, bro. It'd be so fire.
They could really rap.
Like them rappers, nigga. Like, so I don't know, bro. That whole top 50, I will rewrite that whole top 50 because my top 50 is different. I'm definitely putting Trick Daddy in my top 50. Always. Trick love the kids, bro. He had a whole slip and slide movement, bro. Niggas was eating, bro.
He was.
That was, yo, I'm telling you, yo.
He's still nigga, holding down for
that's my good. Nigga, bro. OG to loop. That nigga is a OG. I fuck with that nigga, son. So, I mean, it's just certain rappers I'll place in and take out and all that shit. Those are technically our old school rappers, like how they got the cool modes and all that shit. Nah, we ain't rolling with that. We more so like Trick Daddy is our OGs. DMX is our OGs. Fucking Jay-Z is our OGs and shit like that. As far as our group of niggas, we talking Game and Thug and all of these niggas. Like that. Yeah, you know. Them more so are, we grew up in them.
I grew up on 50.
Yeah, 50 Cent and shit like that. We grew Dip up on set. That. Yeah, Dip. See, that's why I put Cam in my top 50. Yeah, we grew up on them niggas. So them the niggas that we had to put into that category. And we can't even exclude Diddy, though. We can't. We cannot exclude Diddy. And that's the thing. No, bro, we can't. Here's the thing. Just like a nigga, I would put Bow Wow in my top 50, bro. Because you gotta think about our top 50 is not like it's a different category of rappers. We're talking
you could put the whole 90s era in the
list. Son. You could put a lot of the 90s and the early 2000s in that motherfucking. You got to put Soulja Boy in that bitch.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm like, yo, bro. Like, yeah. These niggas that have real influence on the culture.
If we talking impact.
Yes, impact.
Music.
Like all of that shit, bro.
How good is your catalog?
Yo.
How many championships
you got? Yo, bro, I ain't going to hold you, bro. Niggas need to stop sleeping on Soulja Boy. Like, his shit ain't, his catalog ain't lit, bro. He was writing for mad other people, bro. Drake and all of them niggas. He ripped for so many other niggas. Like, bro, like, and his, and he how many number ones this nigga got, bro?
That's what I was about to say. He got a lot of albums, singles that went like that.
Like, bro, all of that shit, bro.
Yeah.
Kiss me through the phone, all of this shit, bro. Like, yo.
I dare sleep on Soulja Boy.
And then with him and Bow Wow teamed up, bro. And then with him and, man, come on, bro. These niggas was eating, bro. Nah, they changed the game, but they really did. They changed the game, so like, and if any nigga said that they didn't, but they hate it, my nigga. Like, and then he put on for internet rappers.
So
he
plays that nigga.
He, man,
I hope he get out of jail and get shit right. Because he was getting back in the vibe, and then he started talking too much and started doing all that, like, trying to be like
fucking 6ix9ine and shit.
Nah, he started trying to tell niggas, like, yo, get your own shit. Like, real niggas started seeing what he
kept telling
he was talking
about. Suck his dick, too, though.
He
trolling.
He was still on there talking about, like, on your own shit. Like,
yeah, he was. He definitely
like,
was.
You know what I mean? On the subway. All this extra shit.
Game Council, all of that niggas shit.
To pay attention to that shit.
He been had, what's the shoe company he had? The fucking,
And they fucking tried to just, yo, we gotta let this nigga.
Not ice cream. Yeah, was it ice cream? Something like that. But, I mean, this nigga been doing his thing, bro. So, we talking about icons like that, Master P and all these niggas. These are, that'd be our top 50. I don't know about this other top 50 shit. Like, you got to take it with the culture, like. And we as the 30s, like, we can't look at no nigga from 40 or 50 and look at their top 50 and thinking that we going to agree with that shit because we not.
Alright.
That shit gonna be way different.
Yo, 2K released some dunk ratings for these players. Let's see if
you said dunk?
Yeah, dunk ratings. Hamdou Diallo. I guess this the nigga that won the dunk contest last year. Diallo. I remember that nigga. And Gordon got a 95 dunk rating.
You know what's funny? I just seen this nigga Aaron Gordon and fucking Dennis Smith going at it. Dennis Smith.
Zion got 97 dunk rating. Oh, yo, this is what the fuck I wanted to ask you last. All right. So, did you see that video where Devin Booker was getting double teamed and Open Gym got mad?
Nah.
Okay. All right. So, we'll talk about it. Matter of fact, take us to break and we'll talk about that after.
Here?
What we got?
Yes, sir. All right. Be back. Oh.
All right, so we back, people.
We back. But yeah, the man.
All right, so yeah, what we were talking about before break was the Devin Booker
situation.
We were talking about he didn't want to get double teamed to open gym. So let me play the video real quick. So you know what we're talking about.
That shit funny, and I get what he's saying. This nigga says, we not about to double.
Yo, you out there with Ben Simmons. You out there with Ben Simmons, joking, though.
This nigga like, bro, I get that shit all season. When you the hottest nigga on your team, and niggas is definitely doubling you every day.
Right.
He tired of that shit, bro. Stop fucking doubling me, bro. Like, goddamn, son. Like, I'm just trying to work on my game here, bro. Try to get me a couple of shots up and shit. You niggas is trying to double me, bro? Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy. And it's an open gym game. Like, yeah, I get it. Like, nigga, just play. Everybody play man and just stick to your man and just ball, nigga. Fuck it. And even still, when it comes to that, it's no winning and losing.
I mean, so certainly I come to.
That's different, though, bro.
Yeah.
All that's right, different, yeah. Because you know what?
We not.
It's whatever.
We playing
bro.
To win, but it's
we
not.
Ain't doubling niggas though, bro. We ain't never son. It's we as hard as we played, so as many games, son, even at Basil Barner, all right. Of these places that we done turned up at, bro. Ain't nobody ever double niggas, bro. And I don't care who turning the fuck up, bro. Because it's not just one nigga on our courts that's nice,
switch.
Nigga.
Just
yeah, you just switch a player. Like, yo, man, I got this nigga. You stay on this nigga.
I help. I can help.
You will help when a nigga go to the lane.
Yeah, if a nigga driving, I help.
And but that's just smart basketball. Anybody right. That's playing
we
basketball.
We not about to go
that.
To the baseline.
Yeah.
You know.
Chasing niggas at 3-point line, son? No, that ain't happening, bro. Because it's not that serious at that point.
First of all, ain't no shot clock or nothing like that.
Fact.
Like,
so we're going to dribble all game.
Yeah, what you going to do?
Word.
You beat me a man open. That's the number one thing we say with your man, bro. Stay with your man.
Down, like, just, go. Yeah, bro. I got the nigga. You ain't been taking care of the situation the whole game. So now why do you think that either you helping on a double or anything. Man, no, boy, go stand this nigga, bro. I got the shit.
Because really, if you think about it, defense is easy. If you
play to a help, you just don't play help defense.
My thing is, I'm always going to play to the help defense. I'm always get a nigga the lane and drive.
Yeah, you get right – because it's playing help defense. See, a real smart basketball
I'm
player –
I'm going to play the jump shot. If I know a nigga got
that's
a jump
what, bro.
If I know a nigga got a jump, I'm going to play the jump shot. I want that nigga to drive.
You
I know you do that shit crazy. You gotta get a point at nigga and make him drive.
Yeah, make the nigga drive. Any smart basketball player knows that when you're playing man, you're really never playing man. You're always playing a shift of a zone. Every defense is a zone, regardless if you're playing man or not. All that shit is a zone. It's just switching. It's a bunch of switches. So you're staying in the zone at all times. So there's always somebody playing defense where you need them to be. So if I'm going one way and my man gets lost into you and your man, I can always catch your man while you catch
you
my man. So it's just a help defense situation.
If you rotate, you should just be able to, okay, I know I can leave my man because
somebody going to pick my man up because of the rotation.
I'm going to get this nigga, so they should just.
It's an automatic thing. So that's why there is no such thing as help defense.
But
only when you're trying to be a bitch about some shit.
The NBA is. That rotation, you know, that switching shit to get fucked up for, you know, 200 plays a game or whatever. Like, however, it's how you play defense. Like, that shit will be on point every time.
Yeah.
And then you just got some niggas on offense that's just LeBron. Like, what?
Facts, you did. But you just, there's nothing you can do about this shit. Steph, so just Curry, play, bro.
Steph Curry gonna pull up from half court. James Harden gonna
step back and do three to the side steps, nigga, and shoot that bitch. It's just gonna be niggas that do certain shit. So you just let nigga do the shit. You just stick in front of the nigga. You just play as best defense as you can. Ain't no helping. Fuck that shit.
I think it's anything.
Because they knew that he was tortured. That's what the footage they didn't show. Man, that's the footage they didn't show. Up. He was giving them niggas buckets.
I bet Ben, I'm about to say Ben Simmons the one that need to be goddamn standing in the corner shooting. Goddamn.
Tony Snell came to help the nigga, like, yo.
That's
the shout out to the niggas for rocking him. Chaz Wanger.
Yo, we smart. There's a lot of conflict going on in Gang Out, but there's a lot of good weed going on. Y'all gotta just trust me. Don't trust me. Good weed right here. You know, your boy's smoking that.
You know, we be smoking that, right?
So,
it can be proven, too.
So
check the Instagram.
While we on sports right now, the preseason is going. The NFL. It's time. It is officially
next game Sunday.
Week. Yes, sir. Yes.
Next Sunday.
It is officially.
Who game y'all week. Got first week?
Pittsburgh Sunday night.
Ooh.
Sunday night Pittsburgh.
Ooh.
We dropping the banner on them.
Ooh.
Dropping the banner. Remember I told you we need to get one more to do.
That would be an LS game to go to.
Like the tickets ain't cost $900.
Boy, them tickets, boy. Ooh. Yo, my
let's look it up real quick.
Bro, let's go to the let's right. That's an instant. Let's see to the Patriots and Bills game.
Yeah, I went last year.
Cause I mean shit. Them tickets gonna be they gonna be alright, but
yo, 150 is just some good tickets.
Ooh, I don't think I like football that much, bro. I think I go to a basketball game for $150 for the tickets. Me and Gab did that shit, bro. Oh man, bro. The first time we went to a game, so we fucking sat like damn near okay, where your door is compared to where we are is where the hole was for niggas to come out.
Yeah.
And like we was sitting, like, where your TV is the court, my nigga. Like, we was just, like, 4, 5, 6 rows up, son. Like, I'm like, oh, shit. I got to see this nigga LeBron, really. I've been to 2 basketball games.
Okay.
I've been to 2 games. And it's like, I don't know.
I ain't never been to an NBA game. I've been to a bunch of NFL games.
Yo, them shits is lit, bro. I swear to God, them shits is lit. Yo, boy, ain't we go to one, bro? We got to go to one. We have to. We have to get to an NBA game. We have to, bro. That shit is so lit because it's so different than watching that shit on, like, TV.
Right.
It really is. It's way different than watching that shit on TV. Like, bro, like, to see the moves in person, it's like, yo, this nigga nice, bro. Like, you stop questioning how nice certain niggas is, bro, because you see these niggas really do this shit in real time. Like, there's a delay on TV, bro. It really is.
Yo, again, it's like even the white niggas inspired.
Nigga. Bro. Niggas be out there doing dunks on type of wild shit. Have to be, man, it be popping. Like, and then if you get there early enough, bro, certain games, you can go up on the court, bro. Shoot around for a little bit, all type of shit. Like, hell yeah, brother. Don't give me the opportunity, but I'm gonna be out there women like a motherfucker, nigga. Who is this nigga trying to be the bitch here? Bah, nigga. That's for the town, nigga. Oh, this. Bruh, don't do me like that, because I'm gonna punch a nigga in their face, nigga. Fuck that, nigga. You gonna have to fight me, bruh. Cause I'm about to hit you with all type of shit, nigga. Cause no. I'm from a place where they don't give me these opportunities.
How much you think they started at?
Which game?
Patriots Steelers. Opening day.
For what seats? We talking about open, like the nosebleeds? Nosebleeds gotta be 200.
Middle of the stadium.
Middle of the stadium.
Like first section.
650.
720.
I was close. Oh, shit.
That's where I sat at the Bills game.
Yeah, I kind of sat there around there in the football game, too. That shit was lit. I sat at the 50.
On the Patriots side.
At the Bill, on the Bill side, though. Yo, but ain't no bad seats, and if you, especially if you sit in this area, ain't no really no bad seat right there, bro. Like the up, right. I don't, niggas don't want to be up there though, cause that's terrible.
And it's still 455.
Cause you're gonna be watching that bitch on the Megatron. I want to see that. Nah, bro, we gotta go to we gotta go to Bell Stadium, cause then we can get some good for that, bro. We can get some good ass seats, bro. We'll be sitting on a fucking 50, nigga, right next to Tom Brady for that price, nigga. Hell nah. Did you go to StubHub or some shit like that? Whatever them. Vivid Seats. Yeah. It's mad at them shits, bro. You see the drink. It's mad at them drinks you can hit up, bro. It'll be giving you different cheap what's the name? That shit be it be advertising on what's the name? You get a different I look up some shit, so.
This one,
cause this.
This how close I was last year. To shit. Top rate like that.
See, bro, hell yeah.
Yeah,
how much you pay for them seats?
$250.
See, bro, if I said, bro, if we going to the nigga, we sitting next, we standing right next to this nigga for $450, nigga, we standing right next to them niggas.
Josh Gordon.
Fuck that. Nigga, we gonna be right next to them niggas. Hell nigga nah.
Steve Young. That Monday Night Crew is right in front of us.
But hell yeah. So hell nah, bro. I'm out now. And then we still have to drive to fucking to New England. And then nigga, that'd be doing a whole bunch. That'd be a
problem. For the opening night, I would do.
For opening night, it did. I think that's why the tickets might be that much. To be honest with you. Cause any just Steeler and Patriots game is gonna be like tickets gonna be a little steep, but I don't think it's gonna be $650-$700 for the seats. I don't think it's gonna be that.
They said, imagine someone puts a gun in your head and says, "Name a WNBA player."
Cheryl Swoops.
And they said, "Nigga gonna shoot me twice when I say Serena Williams."
Oh, I'm gonna name my favorite player Candace Parker.
All right, so
yo, if you don't know a WNBA player, you do gotta get shot though. that is sad though. You don't know. What's that shorty name that used to be balling with Kyrie? They call her the female Kyrie. Pretty girl that everybody talked about.
What the other day?
Fuck is her name?
All I know is my husky ladies, Diana Taurasi, Maya Moore.
Oh man, now I'm dead, bro. She played in the what's the name movie, the Uncle Drew movie. Oh shit! If y'all know, y'all know who I'm talking about. But man, still, like, if y'all don't know some of these, like, you could even go fucking what's the bitch that done?
Lisa Leslie,
yeah, and it's another one. What's
Terrence the Parker?
Nah. Other tall bit that Brad from she went. I think she played for who she went there. Nah, she ain't go to Brad.
But y'all, I want to stick with football. This the season is upon us. This game week right now. Like niggas is game playing for the Steelers right now. And honestly, the way I see this team set up, I think we're gonna beat Pittsburgh 27-17. I think it's gonna be close. I think Pittsburgh gonna fight. I got some respect for Pittsburgh. I think they're gonna give us a little fight, but it's the thing. They got six rings, we got six rings, and they gotta watch us drop our six banner.
Question: do y'all have y'all team is all the way straight? Because I heard, I think I lost another one not too long ago.
Yeah, last week we did.
But
Thursday was the last day of preseason. Everybody played.
So it was everybody.
Yeah, Friday was cut.
Yeah, line up good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm feeling good about the lineup. I think the only weak spots might be tight end where Gronkowski left. I think our tight ends is trash.
Ain't nobody, you know what? Nobody shit on Gronk for retiring. Gronk was younger than what's his name?
He was 29.
Yeah, I thought he was 28.
But that's the thing.
But he was a champion though.
That nigga won 3 rings. That nigga still.
But what did he do, brother? Like he wasn't facing no major injury.
Nah, he was. He kept getting hurt every year. Gronk getting hurt.
Fucking Andrew Luck did the same. Alright, cool.
No, it was just it's different when you getting hit every play and you blocking every play. Quarterbacks gonna be, you know what I mean?
They tear his ass up every play, bro.
Not every play like a tight end, bro.
That's facts.
It's not even like Tom Brady get hit maybe 5 times a game.
Because your offensive line is thick, though.
But
bro.
That's like a majority.
You can't compare your offensive line to the fucking Colts.
But you can compare ours to like the average.
No, you team. Can't.
The average,
no, you can't.
The Colts to the average team, like it was
nine niggas getting hit. Yeah,
no one got hit more times than Andrew Luck. Nine niggas got hit more times. Okay. Like that nigga just.
He ain't built for it.
Whoa!
But it's cool though. It's cool though. But Gronk, he a champion though. He deserved to be able to get help. Go ahead and say you know what.
Fucked up too,
and then he got a life outside of football too though. So
he got the CBD endorsement.
And the nigga be on TV with the Nickelodeon shit. He be
all fucking. Besides tight end, I'm feeling good. I think we gotta have a top 5 defense. I think our defense is gonna be fire. So when I look at this matchup against the Steelers, they got Juju Smith-Schuster. He a bit. I hate.
Yo, the son coming back hard though. Yeah, I don't know. Juju had a decent year last year. He was okay. He didn't get as many throws as he probably wanted.
That's the thing.
But
now you don't got Antonio Brown to save you no more. Mm-hmm. And then you don't got 110 receptions, 1,500 yards, 10 touchdowns to cover you. Now you're getting the number one cornerback. Now you get Stephon Gilmore, the number one cornerback in the NFL.
Yep.
This nigga right here, that's what you're getting, Juju. That nigga is about to come shut your shit down.
Now you the best.
So now what the thing is, the Steelers don't got to replace Antonio Brown. They got to replace Juju Smith-Schuster. Now somebody got to step up and
play his role. Yeah.
And that's the thing. They don't got them right now.
That's the thing.
And we got we about 4 or 5 cornerbacks deep. That's fire. We ready for niggas. So
what they're going to do is they're going to keep shifting them.
They got to run the ball.
They're going to shift them, though. They're going to do it. They're going one side. They're going to have them on a couple of routes. They're going
to
have
them. Nah. Stephon Gilmore going to follow that nigga the whole game. And your ass hurt, nigga. The whole game. As long as they break the huddle, wherever that nigga goes, Gilmore going.
So I didn't think they did that though.
Yeah, that's what you got. Niggas gonna cut the whole game.
I don't know. I thought like as a defense, like you have your side. Like I'm the
left cornerback.
Right.
Sometimes, but if you got a cornerback like Gilmore, if you got a badass number one cornerback,
you do
match that nigga up with the best wide receiver on the other team.
So wherever he go, that nigga go.
That's how you separate the best cornerbacks. The ones that could follow the other team, best wide receiver the whole game, put that nigga, like, take that matchup. That's what Gilmore do. But one thing Belichick likes to do as well, when we play like a real good wide receiver like Calvin Johnson or like Julio Jones, we'll take our second best cornerback and double team the wide receiver with a safety or something and put our best cornerback on the second best wide receiver, had that nigga just erase the second best, just completely erase that nigga. Right. And then we double teaming the best nigga with a good cornerback and a good safety.
Right.
And that's how one really way we do it too. That I really like how we do that shit. But Gilmore Fire, he could just shut a nigga down. He was the top ranked cornerback last year, so I'm looking for this nigga to keep.
And Juju, what, like 6'2"?
6'3", or something like that.
So, and how tall is
Gilmore about 6'1", 6'2".
Okay, so yeah, that's gonna be a good matchup.
So we're gonna see who could take the role, who's gonna step up. Pittsburgh got a big run game right now.
They're gonna be a lot of slot runs. It's gonna be a lot of slots.
They don't got Antonio Brown, they don't got Le'Veon Bell. It's the motherfucking
right. He gonna be doing five and seven and cuts and
Ben Roethlisberger's
all first, that.
I can't find that Ben.
And Ben, I don't know. Ben for me, bro.
But a lot of niggas, been saying some shit about that.
It's over.
You think this is the last one for him?
Yeah, because Ben has been facing a lot of injury too. Low key, he's been facing a lot of injury, bro.
He be facing a lot of.
A lot of back shit.
My shit going on. Antonio Brown said the nigga racist. All that crazy shit.
Whoa.
They got the nigga. Then they can say, okay, so we best fucking you, my quarterback. We've been together, what, like 9 years? I got all these, you know, receptions and shit. And I ain't never been to your house that one time. Are you supposed to worry about that or not?
Nah, fuck that nigga. You know why though? We'll talk. You know why though? Because I know niggas be having their clicks. It's 300 players on the football team, bro.
No, it's 53.
Like, bro, like it's 100 of the niggas, bro. Because you got your practice team too, and then it's like it's a bunch of niggas, bro. They, you got how many? Three strings. Three, yeah. Like what is it? Three, like what is it? First, second, and third string of every position.
You only allow 53 players, and then you got a practice squad. It's only 60.
So
like 65 anymore.
Bro, it seemed like it's a lot of them motherfuckers. Man. So, whatever, bro. So, he probably might only chill with a couple niggas out of that 50 niggas.
But, yo, quarterback, wide receiver, they could. They got to close.
Fuck that nigga. Lowe, you throw me the ball, bitch.
Yeah, you mad. Fuck you. Bro, Roethlisberger not a leader, bro. Tom Brady a leader. Roethlisberger, like.
See, you think Tom Brady be having his niggas over even though he support Trump? Yeah. Oh, damn, son. So, the niggas. Oh, man, I don't know. How would you feel? Okay, boom. Good-ass question. How would you feel being a wide receiver to Tom Brady, right? Find out Tom Brady is giving this nigga Trump like $10, $15 million a year supporting the shit out of this nigga.
I don't right? think he's been like giving him
$15 million. I don't know. We don't know. Who knows? We don't know. Right?
I know.
You go to his crib, right? You go to his crib, right? And you overhear this nigga talking like, yeah, Trump, I'll be sending that 15 million to the camp, my nigga.
Nobody's sending that kind of money. That's crazy. Nobody's sending that kind of money.
What you do, bro? Like, even if it's a million, my nigga. Even if it's 500,000.
Sending that kind of money to the Trump who already a billionaire.
Nah, he can't use his own money for campaigning.
But nah, this thing, though, you got an example for it. I already got an example for it. When Trump was getting nominated for the Republican nomination, Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft, Tom Brady all wrote letters in support of Donald Trump to, you know, in support of that nigga. For his vote and nomination and shit.
Right.
So, if you're a player, and then they can like get these sons of bitches out the field, these niggas mean all that shit. And these niggas support that nigga.
So would you?
How you feel?
I don't care
what they do off the field. That's the thing. If you support, I don't care.
But that still, it kind of contradicts, though, because his support of what off the field, what he does, it still, it kind of tearies because the nigga Trump be dealing with, he's so vocal about everything.
No, I do want to say, that was before Trump said.
Started doing all this other shit, yeah.
It's
like, now, even though what you did that, now it feels like, now you're in support of whatever he does. You can't be like, oh, no, I don't support that.
I mean, bro. But like, yo, it's a lot of niggas that don't support Obama, but.
Yeah.
You still fuck with them niggas because they support Obama? Like,
I'm 50-50 on Obama, bro.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm 50-50.
He ain't do nothing to help us. He ain't do nothing to hurt.
I'm 50-50. He passed laws for a lot of things.
I would say our lives ain't getting no better because Obama was president.
He should have advocated real hard for the community, man. But he did what he did, though. It's cool. First black president, roller. All right, cool.
Niggas called him Sama.
Y'all did y'all thing. I mean, it's cool. Y'all did a lot of things for the healthcare. Y'all did some shit for the schools and all that shit. Y'all tried to bring in, y'all brought in a black family into the White House. We support all that shit, but at the same time, boy, some of the policies was really not for us. Niggas gotta understand
that. I just felt like he took care of everybody else but black people.
But he here's the thing.
He made sure he took care of the LGBT community, made sure he took care of the Arabic community, all the niggas overseas and shit.
You wanna know why? Like homie said, like Stig said, because niggas got one voice.
That one voice was supposed to be Obama. No. The nigga finally made it up there. No, he knows.
We supposed to have one voice to come represent us because you think that he's a figurehead.
He knows what we need to represent. We don't need to.
He a figure. Nah, he because he, bro, you but you see how he but you see how I'm gonna tell you like this. The Obamas are so like removed. Bro, ever since he's been in the Senate or whatever, he's been having security detail with him his whole career, bro. Like, they so far removed from, like, what's normal. Right. So it's like, they don't know what normal, they don't know what the normal black family go through. They don't know, we have to bring our voices to them. We have to bring a representative to them.
But just the thing,
We don't have. We don't have that one representative for us.
So Jay-Z, Beyonce, how long has Jay-Z been rich for?
Shit.
A long time now.
How old is Jay? Like 50?
I don't know.
He gotta be 40. Like 50. He gotta be like 50, bro. Cause nigga, we 30. He gotta be 50, bro.
Nah, I'll do 49.
All right. When is he turned 50 this year?
In December.
Okay, so yeah, he's 50.
He 50.
So, he's been 50 like 30 though. Maybe years.
You don't remember what it's like to be a nigga.
Yeah, you know what he do? He's in tune with the culture though. Like he has representatives from the culture.
But Obama playing hoop with the niggas. He got
who though? With some of the people, like people that's not famous or don't have a name and all this.
Who's our one voice?
We don't have that, bro. We have not appointed anybody. They keep talking about Reverend L. Sharpton and all these other niggas, but nah.
I don't agree with that one voice.
We need to have a rep or a group of representation. That's what's needed.
Who the fuck is
a group of representation?
Who is representing the Hispanic community?
Bro.
We don't know who's representing.
But here's the thing. We don't know, but they getting shit done.
Yo, you see all the shit that's going on in Hong Kong.
What about even the Asian community? We don't know who the face of them niggas. They getting shit done. We don't know about the Jews either. They getting shit done.
I want to stick with the Hong Kong niggas. I mean, do you see what's going on in Hong Kong right now?
Nah.
Them niggas been protesting 13 weeks in a row.
For what?
All right, so take some break. We'll get into that next. All
right, we'll be back, people. We'll be back.
We heard about these protests going on in Hong Kong right now.
Man, this shit is crazy.
I think that's something that really we need to talk about. Because them niggas is mad.
They mad. They big mad, bro. For 13 weeks, that's a lot of anger, bro. I mean, and I understand because, for one, let's just get something out the way, people. We learn something new every day. And I want y'all to learn something new today. Hong Kong is owned by China, but it's operated by itself as an independent. So what the situation going on is they're trying to push their laws onto Hong Kong, and Hong Kong not really trying to go for it, which is the extradition law, anti-extradition bill, which they're trying to get this shit taken care of. Like, yo, bro, y'all not trying to Y'all not going to tell us we can be independent and then try to keep putting y'all two cents on what we got going on over here, try to tell us we got to do certain things the way y'all do it. It's crazy. I mean, I get it. But I read something out of the article which kind of boggled my mind. Not one time did it say that the Beijing government was calling for order. Anytime I seen calling for order, it was because the Hong Kong billionaires was calling for order.
Yeah, they just
saying that's the their government.
They just saying the police are doing it.
So I guess the Hong Kong billionaires are the government.
They run this shit.
They run this shit.
You know how they corrupt as well.
See?
You know how it don't matter what country, what city, what state, what government, money controls everything.
Everything. And the thing is, though, as one of those, what we call them, citizens over there, so they are citizens to whatever government that they're possibly.
Right.
Like, what are they going to do? I mean, ain't there their whole system based on like a...
like communist.
Like, and then they kind of classism and shit like that? Ain't classism no more? You know what classism is? Where they kind of group you into a class, like, say, like, if you're born
a farmer,
you stay within that realm. Like, yeah. If you're born within, like, it's just...
They kind of decide what you're going to do.
Kind of on some shit like that. Like, I don't know.
I think a lot of these countries modernized, you know, a lot of...
And you know what? I don't know. We can't really determine what they talking about over there anyway, or how they're describing their government to us via our government. Mm-hmm. We can't really determine that to be fact, because we can call all that shit propaganda unless we know what the real thing over there is. Niggas talk about what's going on in these other states like it's crazy. You'll go to that other state and be like, man, I have not seen nothing. And you'll go right on the street that they was talking about and be like, man, this street look like a goddamn dream. Like, the fuck they talking about? Like, man, that shit didn't happen. Like, and it'd be like, sometimes they be boosting shit. Like, so we don't know what's true, what's false. We don't know what's going on. So at the end of the day, whatever they fighting for, hey, man, we rolling. Unless it's some old crazy shit.
Right. Really, the bill allows them to be extradited for crimes that they committed in other countries, so they could just pick niggas up. And then, ain't no jury.
Right.
It's just a judge, like, yeah, this can't get him out of here.
And then that judge is being paid by whoever got the bread, so, I mean, yeah. So if that nigga wants to get out of here, you're out of here. Hey, what you going through?
So, once again, unfortunately, we got to talk about the shooting in Texas.
Man.
They killed 7 people, including this, a 17-month-old child got injured. But
where the fuck was this one at now?
This one is in Odessa, Texas.
Was there a specific spot like a... It wasn't at a Walmart or nothing this time.
At Texas Entertainment Complex. Snipers.
Boy, please tell me.
Barely a white male in his 30s.
Ah, I knew it, goddamn. Vanilla Ice strikes again.
Then he started shooting. Then ended up stealing like a post office truck.
See, you know that nigga white is a bitch. You steal a post office truck, bro. Like, them bitches gonna go fast. You big dummy. Goddamn. God, what we got? The goddamn buzzer. What? Mail trucks don't go fast, boy. What's wrong with you? First of all, if you go do a crime like that, you gotta have a straight up Ferrari to get away.
Donald Trump said, great job by the Texas law enforcement and first responders in handling the terrible shooting tragedy yesterday. Thank you also to the FBI and others. Very tough resources.
You know, he ain't get that much respect. None of the niggas that lost their life. He, in fact, tried to bullshit with the whole Eric Garner situation. Yeah. Like, come on, man. Oh, man.
They're going to nigga.
Man, they going to make the nigga. Yo, and you know what's crazy? Yo, son, I swear to God, everybody that hears this, when you watch the news from now on, look at these things. Look at these things, and this will let you know how they see us and shit like that. Whenever a white person does a crime, look at the mugshot. It's usually a very happy. They try to make them look so fucking innocent. No, they try to look innocent. That guy looks like he's from a middle class fucking family. Like he just so happened to do something like the fucking a DWI or some junk like that. He was drunk. That's what that one of those photos look like. It don't look like he fucking just got done murdering 7 people. Now. You look at if a black nigga or other get fucking pulled over for any damn thing, you look at our mugshots and shit like that. It could be a damn traffic ticket, nigga. They got us looking crazier than a motherfucker, bro.
Beat the fuck up.
Crazier than a bitch. Like, yo, they want us to look savage because they that's what they see us as savages. They see us as like these crazy motherfuckers. But when we ain't doing nothing really crazy. When they do something crazy, look how they portray them niggas. Oh, as these family people, as these middle class people that just something just so happened. He had a twitch. So it has to be something in the brain. So it's a mental thing. So he has a mental disease. We're not gonna call him a criminal. It'd be on that type of time.
Right. And that's
nigga, we trying to serve the block for a little bit just to get some food to feed my family real quick. You calling me a criminal. Why I gotta be a criminal, nigga?
Right, we not out here killing. That shit is just crazy, bro.
Yo, it's wild.
So now I feel like it's starting to be more and more like copycatters. Like, when you're doing that, you pretty much committing suicide. Like, at what point do you just like, yo, I might just kill myself? Like,
bro.
Or go to jail for the rest of your life? Like, bro, oh my God.
And that just go to show my cousin put up something about the fucking... it's a book. A guy from the CIA wrote about. A book, and he was talking about the plot that the government got going on, bro. Now I really believe that shit as well, bro. Because if you think about it, and you look at that shit, bro, you don't see no. It's not really us people that's doing this shit. It's the motherfuckers they can. Because they said something about hypnosis and all of this other shit. They're using drugs and all these. On a hypnosis on these psycho patients, and all they do is use trigger words, bro. They got these MK Ultra moves, and these are, man, it's all type of shit, bro. Like, man, hell nah, bro. Like, no, bro. Because all they do is take the right words. I'm
taking like a random psychiatric patient. Ain't got no family,
nothing, bro. And put that nigga into a situation. You put him into a life that he don't remember.
Yeah.
Build this nigga a life and just let that nigga roll. By the time he wake up, you've already been putting this shit in his head that this is what his life was. So then he just started living his life. And then all of a sudden you give him a call and then that you just say a word on that shit. And then you activate his ass and he just go do what the fuck you told the nigga to do this whole fucking time. Man, that shit, man, them niggas think we stupid. Nah, niggas be knowing it's just what we can't prove it. That's the shit we can't prove. But anything is possible when it comes to them niggas, man. They been doing this shit since back then. Niggas know they had a hand in killing fucking JFK and all of
that. Well, so you see, we got a Category 5 hurricane.
Damn. Yo.
I'm sitting at the Bahamas right now on vacation.
Fucking. Yo, hold your head down there, man. Y'all get prepared, man. Y'all do what y'all got to do, man. Y'all stay safe, man. God damn.
Yeah, that's the, like a big one, bro. Like, I was thinking earlier, like, damn, why these fires and motherfucking the hurricanes get bigger and bigger every year, earthquakes, motherfucking mass shootings. Like, what? But this world is coming to shit. God damn. Something
like that. You know what I noticed? Let's just be real, bro. From 95 to about 2005, have you, like, was you hearing about all of this shit? Like, was any of this shit really going on like that, bro? All these crazy-ass earthquakes and crazy-ass floods and shit. Bro, it wasn't until about, like, within the last 10 years, bro, this shit was really starting to happen.
Yeah.
Man, I don't believe that shit is natural, bro. I don't. I don't. Because you can put something out in the water, bro, that create an earthquake-like effect. And it'll just start trickling down and it'll create that earthquake.
That's crazy.
It's sonar's done, bro. It's all, bro, hell no, bro. They're
digging for oil and all
that. Oh, bro, they doing all type of shit, bro.
Working with the natural lay of the land, triggering fucking tectonic plates over there.
Rubbing up, man, them shits is rubbing up. They shit, they supposed to, they fucking with shit, bro. Like, yeah. Certain shit, are they creating certain shit?
But this is the thing, though. You got to, though. Right?
No.
Got
no.
We gotta tap in and see what the fuck going on.
No, they don't. They better leave that shit alone.
Nah.
Because every time they do something to it, they creating these disasters that can possibly kill millions of people.
But what if we find natural resources that can never save millions,
bro? But it's gonna take killing millions in order to save millions.
We can't be fucking with gas on.
You can't think that's the risk that those million people would want to take.
I think that.
But okay, say they doing it with like the shit over there with California. When I'm California, that's a lot of people in California, bro. Right. If something was to really happen where that shit was to split like that, bro, it's over for the niggas in California, my nigga. It's over. And that's like damn 40 million people, 50 million people, some maybe more than that, 100 million people. That's a lot of people over there, bro. And what if all of them niggas died just because we found some natural resource over here. You just killed off a whole state of motherfuckers.
I mean, shit.
And you said, fuck it.
They're not going to die.
But what if that shit don't last and them niggas just fall off the face? Like, we don't know what's...
They got fresh-ass, untapped resources in the North Pole.
But here's the thing, though, bro. We don't know if they're going to really float. Who said they're going to float if there was the break-off?
And
them niggas in California say California was a break off and it was like a earthquake that break them niggas the fuck off, bro. Who's to say that shit is actually gonna float in the ocean in the sea, bro?
Probably just die off
them niggas land. Might fucking go underwater, bro. Who's to say? Now that's millions of niggas that's about to die.
But that's
bro.
Gonna happen anyway.
Shit, that's why these niggas need to get the fuck around here. Need to stop doing that shit because now. I mean, they trading killing motherfuckers for whatever they doing. That shit ain't right. Because now in 60 years, California might not be California. Florida might not be Florida. So what is it going to be? Like, so everything's going to start smushing it. So it's only going to be like the central of the world, bro. So it's just going to be like North Dakota and shit like that going to be popping.
North Dakota.
Hell yeah, in South Dakota and shit like that. Those gonna be the traps, nigga. Like, everybody gonna have to pick a side, nigga. The number South Dakota, nigga. That's
you
it.
You think this shit, like, the weather getting more intense and all kind of shit getting more intense because of climate change?
They doing this shit, bro. Yo, bro, I swear to God, they pay niggas in the government to just do dumb shit, bro. And who's the fucking say with these dumbass niggas, which is, I ain't saying that these niggas is dumb, which is like an ignorant person. These are the smartest brains in the world that you got to pay these niggas just to stay the fuck out the way because you don't want them niggas doing some shit that can kind of contradict what you're doing as the government. Sure. So you get them niggas a job, let them niggas do whatever project you fund whatever project they want to do, whatever, and just keep them niggas occupied. Yeah, keep them niggas occupied. So whatever you learn, we keep it, put it in a vault, we make sure it's cool. Boom. So now we have a life. We good. So the shit that we actually working on, them niggas is actually doing like, man, this shit is all a mess, bro. Fuck, this shit is a mess, bro. Because if they was talking about technology being used ages ago, before technology was actually introduced, man, this shit is a mess, bro. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
No fucking subtle.
So,
yo, I'm high as a bitch. I'm high as a bitch. I'm not gonna hold shit down right now. All right, we back.
Yo, so, yo.
That'll be the end of the show, people.
Yeah.
Thank y'all for tuning in to the Summer Q podcast. Y'all know where to find us.
It's gonna be football season next week, people. Next podcast. We're gonna give our predictions, our season predictions and stuff coming up.
Kickoff season one. That'll be prediction time.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
Prediction time. So y'all know where to find us on the Summer Q podcast on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. Y'all know where to find us on Apple Podcasts,
Spotify,
Google, Anchor, wherever you find your podcasts. Thank
Shout
you,
out
people.
Kiara.
Yes, sir. Shout out to my beautiful queen. Shout out to my family. Season 4, people. Let's rock.